Did you catch that phrase, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling? I think the lesson this morning is a lesson that we're all very familiar with, but we need constant reminders. And just like a coach will sometimes bring a team around and say, listen, we've got to get back to the fundamentals. We are missing some basics here. Sometimes the Lord needs to remind us of some of the basics also. And this morning's lesson, I think, is one of those. When we think of salvation, what a wonderful blessing the Lord has given us through his love for us. He gave us salvation. And it is something that we did not deserve, we did not earn. There is no way that we could have brought it for ourselves. It is a free gift of God. And what a wonderful blessing for us to be thankful for, and just jumping up and down in praise and honor to the Lord for what he has done for us. It is a wonderful blessing to us. I heard a story this week that I won't be able to share in all the details because I don't remember them all, but some of you may have heard it too, but it really spoke to me again of God's mercy and his power through salvation. A group of 10 soldiers had been captured and were prisoners of war, and they knew that they were to be executed the following morning. And as the weight of that bore down on them, many of them just cried out, kind of were beating the walls of their cell, and were just really distraught. Many of them had young families at home, and they were thinking about their families, and the weight was very heavy. And then, in a break of silence, suddenly one of them began to sing. And he began to sing a familiar hymn that he had grown up with but had kind of forgotten. And he was reminded of it in a letter, I believe, that he had just received a couple of weeks earlier. The words of the song, he began to sing softly and then gained strength as he gained the attention of the others, and the others began to tune in, and he just began to gain strength and began to sing it more with more fullness and strength. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe in his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershadowed, sweetly my soul shall rest. And he went on and repeated that verse over and over and over. And eventually, one of the men asked him how he could do that, how he could sing that. And he began to explain that he had come to know the Lord just weeks earlier through these words that he had heard again, and was sharing Christ with them. And eventually, through the course of the day, the soldiers and their guards were all caught up in this moment in the realization of their frailty and their nothingness, really, before God. And they all joined in singing, eventually, this same song. Early morning arrived, and the execution was to be carried out. And, of course, the commander at this point was under orders, and he could not change that, although he wanted to. And as the men faced the firing squad with their hands raised to heaven, the order was given to fire. But these men, through the experience of knowing Jesus Christ, met their death in a much different way than they would have otherwise. And it just struck me again, the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power of his salvation, What changes has it made in my life? What changes has it made in your life? You know, we don't face the same kind of threatening death, perhaps, that these soldiers were facing, but at the same time, we are in their situation. We were as sinners, and there was no hope for us either. But by the power of Jesus Christ, we have, many of us, most of us, many of us have claimed his salvation, and we have something to live for that we would not otherwise have. Have you thanked him often? Have you thanked him today for the salvation that he has brought to you? And what difference, again, I repeat my question, what difference has his salvation made for you? I would like to read Psalm 103. Was reading this the other morning, and this is one of my favorite passages of Scripture, but it struck me again as a reminder again to me of what the Lord has done for me. And I just like for us to read this together. You read it silently, and I'll read it aloud, and just let the words of the Word speak again this morning. I'm reading from the NIV. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion, and everyone together. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Let's pray together. Father, you have given to us a great and wonderful gift, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And this morning we have gathered together to honor you, to worship you, to lift up your name, and to thank you for that wonderful gift. Lord, I pray for those who are here this morning who perhaps have not accepted that gift from you yet, or who have turned their backs on you for whatever reason. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to each of our hearts this morning, that you would draw us to yourself. You offer your salvation freely to all of us, and I pray that you would help each of us to come to know you in a closer and more personal way. Thank you again for what you have done for us. We offer you all of our praise in our lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.